USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Infectious disease experts are warning of another surge in coronavirus cases, thanks to the more transmissible variant of the virus from the UK. That strain has been identified in patients in 30 states. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes the variant from the UK could bring a larger surge than we've seen so far, and it could be coming in the next 2 to 4 months. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC's Meet the Press that should change our vaccination efforts.
We do know that if we look at these first doses, that in fact we can even get higher numbers than you just laid out by the time of the third week after vaccination. So we still want to get 2 doses in everyone, but I think right now, in advance of this surge, we need to get as many 1 doses in as many people over 65 as we possibly can to reduce the serious illness and death that are going to occur over the weeks ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Securities and Exchange Commission said Friday that it would look into what happened last week with GameStop's stock. A group of investors mobilized on Reddit to boost the company's stock, costing many investment firms who had short positions on the struggling retailer. President Biden's top economic advisor says an SEC investigation is what's immediately needed. Brian Deese, the head of the National Economic Council, tells CNN that the administration will look into the matter if a change in policy is needed, but will stick to the general economic recovery in the long term.
We're looking closely at this, and we are going to look closely at the broader policy questions associated with the equity markets. But the immediate reaction is appropriately being investigated and looked into by the SEC that has regulatory authority over those issues. Our immediate focus is on putting a floor under this economic crisis, because if we're not able to take decisive action right now, the people who will struggle will be American families across the country and small businesses on Main Street.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
It appears a compromise might be in the works on President Biden's COVID relief plan. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's This Week they will work with Republicans.
"If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises. That's great."
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
"But if you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not."
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed-down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season and shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides 8 fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.